Okay, we're holding the Perek Tes, page Kufei Tes. Okay, and he really introduces a brand new. It's almost like a new twist. Everything was going on. We started a little bit last time. Let's start over again. So we came out with the last one that the process of being Sormi Ra, being having Yira from Chet, recognizing the Chet is the Richuk from a person from his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu and from etc. True, that's true Yira's Chet, and that expresses a deep desire for for growth, etc. Now, let's see how the neshama will express itself in a person. Focused on them. Ramban. Barashi Pirish, like we quoted, Nochanu, Alderach of Shad. It's Shad in the Posik. Vayedelakim, what's also Vayedelakim? Rosham Nu. Bring the Rosham Nu. The Rosham knows everything. So, what's he saying? The Rosham, Vayedelakim, Hashem Nu. So Rashi says that the interest and the focus was there was an expression of the knowledge. That's what it means. Kimetchila hister ponam mehem oyelecho. The Rosham, as it were, put them in a situation where they were being vanquished, conquered. Now the Rosh Hashanah were focused on redeeming them. It's called a tzarech lehem. Okay. However, that's not the Rechav Shat. Well, there it is. The ancient custom is that Soid Gadol, the Sisi HaTera, there's a tremendous Soid over here. Leimer. Ki Ola Inyanam Lemar Panov, the Korav Asam El Adas, Ki Inyan Bekarav Shanim Tadiya, Reuters Vachem Tisku. Posik and Chavaku use the lashon of Tadia, and then the Baraygas are came to you. Rabban Reuters Kam, the Soid, Horus Pinay Hashem, the Sabutsa Gav, Vayar Hashem Ponov Ilech. There's a more Ponov. Megalashim Misug Hadas. That's connected to the concept called Das. That's El Yon Hu, Soy Kam Musa Yon Echein, Nara Miniska Vainta. The concept of Das is Betsim, something beyond our understanding. It's for the Yon Echein, and it's way out there. But Ulam, Chodesh Baruch Hu Chein in Das, Kam Lono, we also have an element of Das. Vim ki ein dimyon ve'erech l'das adam la'umas sera das shamel. The concept of das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the das of adam are quite distant. Harei dimyon ma yesh kan, but in some way they have to be comparable. Mimashi is galalonu b'ser das elyon showing you the horse part. Nuchol lahasi gam ki gam das adam hi miyaser agadosh l'horse part. Okay, so we're confused at this point in time, what he's saying. But and he's not really explaining too well at this point, but what he's saying There's a mita interaction with the world the Rosh Hashanah has called Das. There's Chokhmah, there's Bina, there's Das. And Das parallels the concept of Oris Pan. So what's Chokhmah, what's Bina, what's Das? So Chokhmah is we refer to as book knowledge. It's not, it's information. Bina, so I know X amount of pieces of information. So I have Chokhmah. Bina is I understand the Chokhmah. I understand it to the point that I can extrapolate it. I can extract the cloud. I can apply it to other scenarios. So I truly understand that Chokhmah. The ability to be maybe a Dover, besides a Dover, Rashi says, is Bina. Right. Now, Das is, so what's the goal isn't necessarily the final result of knowing other knowledge. It's a higher level of understanding, the Chokh. So it's part of my being in a greater way because I understand it better. Das is when I totally integrate that knowledge into my being. That's when I intimately know it. And that's what the word Das is. We end on the Mishkavi, that the act of intimacy is referred to as Das, because it should be an expression of a intimate knowledge of each other, of understanding of each other. So when it integrates into the being of the person, it's referred to as Das. So the Moshe. If I would learn in a very, very crude, very simple mashal, I learned this is parsha, and I learned about Chassid Aruch. So I analyze the parsha, and I say, what are the lessons I can learn from the parsha about Chassid Aruch? And I see that Rabbi Yehuda did it very quickly, and he made sure that they had where to rest, and he had made sure that they had place that you rest before you serve the food. I can make it many, many different than you can in the parsha to understand what are the rules. Okay, so now. Theoretically, as a matzah zareach, there are certain scenarios which will come up again and again and again, which are parallel perfectly the scenarios which we have in the parsha. There are scenarios which will not come up, which will come up which are not perfect parallel to anything in the parsha. But if I chop the lomdis in the parsha, so I can apply it to that case also. Das will be when I absorb the concept of a Chassid Aruch and the idea behind it, the care and the concern and the interest, etc., to the point where it becomes integrated into my being. That's that you see me doing it. You don't look at it as Reingold doing a mitzvah. It's Reingold being Reingold. I've absorbed that reality into my being. So now that's me. That's Das. When there's a Hebrew between the knowledge and the person. Vis-a-vis that item that I'm being Da over here was a piece of knowledge of a concept. You will see a very, very warm relationship between myself and that because I've integrated it to my being. That's how I respond. So now, if I change that into another person, so first I become aware of the person's situation, then I truly understand the person's situation, and then I integrate it to the point where I feel connected to the person. So that his situation is, I'm intimately connected to it. Then when I focus on that person, there's a focus and an interest which is expressed in what's called Horace Fund. Okay. So the Parashim uses that mita of Das is an hagah to connect to the Bria, because all of the meters of the Kadosh Baruch Hu are just another way of saying the processes which Rosh Hashanah uses to connect to the Bria. And one of them is referred to as Das, and the Bereshit has an intimate awareness of our needs, and he cares. He's integrated to his being at the point that's important to him. You know, integrating to your being, like, you know, I really, really know how much of their situation is, but I couldn't care less. It's not part of my being, because whatever is important, which I something that I'm truly aware of, is important to me. If it's not important to me, it means that it's outside of my being. Everything which is part of me, I care about. So we become a Hebrew to a Kodesh Baruch Hu when the Bereshit truly cares. That's the meaning of a Yad Elokim. So Bereshit gave us the ability to do this the same way he is that. And therefore, Gabor is punished. If we understand when the Bereshit is mayor upon him to a person, there's a tremendous amount of source of hashpah of type. That's true by a human being as well. I become truly aware of your situation. The same lashon that we use by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kachavar Itzamash Rabbeinu, we obviously listen. Lashon Eino Beliba Liyos Beitzer Leim. He focused totally on their, and he was aware of their, and he was cared about their pain. Rabbeinu Shmuel Hayu Besen Adas responded, Zayah Roy Liyoshliach Agul. That's what made Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal. That's where the Gershom saw that, and he said that Moshe could be the leader. So I can't be the Goyal, the Shliach of the Gula, and I'm an impartial observer. I have to integrate it into the reality totally. There's a fascinating Shabbos Kassam Sefer that I watched it from Ramat Yisrael Salam Shlita. That some Sefer says the verse is a Misha Yesh Chalim Zabeis or Yelik it's a Chacham and Yishmevak is the Chacham Shadav. He says we don't believe in intermediaries. So what's the verse saying? You should ask him for intermediaries. He says, so we have a toast, that's the Chacham Sefer. He says, if you go to the Chacham, and the Chacham couldn't care less, he's davening for you, that's an issue of an intermediary, and it's also. What you're doing is, the Chacham is the type of person, if you tell him a situation, he feels pain. So now what's happened is that not only do you feel pain about your situation, there's another person who a person loves very much also feels pain. Now when he's davening about his pain. So the person says, you know what? Rheingold, I must have said in answering. But Gadol Dor X, you know, I really care about his pain because he's very close to me. And he's really in pain. So now I'm not answering him as a shliach for Rheingold. That's because he's in pain. Oh, that's how it works. So Rabbi Tzio said, is that you have to understand that what the Sefer is telling you is every time you go to a Gadol to ask the Davin for you, your real goal is to give him pain. And therefore now he's in pain. He'll daven from that status, and Rashi will answer him because the Rashi doesn't like seeing that Gadol in pain. Whereas he doesn't necessarily mind if I'm in pain. All right, but that's your goal. So maybe you should think twice before you do it, if it's really that important. It's a fascinating uptight. But that, you know, that this Lakuta. The Lakuta is, if he remains an impartial observer, he can't daven for you. It's a good God's help. If he becomes intimately connected to it, then it's part of his being now, the issue. So then he can address it. Okay. Remember below, it should be misasha. I think it says shemar with das chadarim yimolu kol hayt. The rooms will be filled with all of wealth. Yoker benoy. See, he's misasha. Misasher. Okay. Vomer belozer, Rilezer, Kalam Shame Badea, Osadrachimala. Shemarki, Kilo Ambino Su, Akain Lo Yurachimeno, Oseo, Yurzur Lo Yuchunem. Versus a manager in being Chen, and a person has it doesn't have das. Okay. Therefore, Das is Soid Ha'or Saponim Ba'adim. Das is the fact that there's a concept of Ha'or Saponim. Mi Shemadeya, Hino Kuloi Master Ponim, Hei Kabi Atzme, Hei Kabi Zulasa, B'dayar Charetzu B'chesed B'chachmo, Enem Isponim Enem Roya. Okay, so if he does aim, that means he's a master panav. He doesn't really live in awareness of what's going on with anybody around him. He doesn't notice, doesn't necessarily understand. And therefore, mita kinega mita usher on the master panav may call yeshi zachas alav has to upon him. You can't connect with him. Usher the rachim alav ki rachmanas he mita zars upon him. Mida koshiyesh b'deya b'soif misat nis asher ki he amida hamashira es adam kolhoin. Das deya kanisa machasart. Right, the dabe kulabe the more says. Kach niflu more upon him shalad das. Tremendously powerful thing, the kaiach of more upon of das.
Okay. How do we say translate das into simple words? An ability that things take things to heart.
Das is to get an intimate connection to something.
It's like you're feeling it versus just.
Feeling would be a good word for it, you know, because feeling is by human beings the place we connect is feeling. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not really an emotion or feeling, but it's the same way what's going on inside of myself. Most of us we feel it very intensely. We're aware of it very intensely. We understand that it's important to us. The karech of day, the per human being, is to be able to connect to that person with that same with that same level of awareness, etc. So I truly get you. Right, I have a child who's struggling. Right, so you'll have a situation where one person will sit there from the outside, and and say arguments. He's not really trying hard enough. And doesn't really care. Right? A person who truly connects with the person understands that this kid cares tremendously, and he's trying very hard, and he has all these difficulties. Which once you understand them, you understand why it's so hard for him. You now really understand him. Right? So until you connect intimately, you're not really going to understand somebody. That's why the correct word, das, which means understanding, is the word for this intimate connection. So it's a true understanding. So we add on the maskava ishtar that the act of bia is expressed. It's only a true physical expression of the deep connection between a man and a woman when the man really understands his wife. He truly understands her emotional needs and understands her issues and her fears and her concerns and her dreams, and they really connect and he really gets it. Then the physical Hebrew is an expression of all of that, and that's a tremendously powerful thing. Whereas if he doesn't have that, it remains a very it's at best it's emptiness. Worse, it creates a distance. And that's the part of the challenge that we have in our society, because there's no das. Michel de Olson Rachmanov is applied to, I think, three quarters of the American electorate at this point in time. Maybe 4/5. Maybe 5/6. 31/32 or something like that. This is crazy. There's like no understanding. So they can't, A doesn't care about B, B doesn't care about A. There's no horror respondent. Like, there's no mussing of looking at somebody with a countenance of interest, with a real desire to understand them. Right? We live in a very, very empty society. It's very scary. You say later on, you know, even a child, you know, has the ability to have corresponding visiting a parent. The parent is waiting for the child's positive connection. The Rebbe waits for a Talmud, the Talmud waits for a Rebbe, right, etc. So it's a very powerful thing. I think I told you the story about the teller in the Magruder's. I'm standing in the checkout line. I asked the checkout lady, how's she doing? She said, Rebbe, I'm not doing so well. I said, what's wrong? So her husband just passed away. So we had this whole conversation. She was just waiting for somebody just to notice her, like to understand, like that she doesn't look good and care, and be interested and understand. Like, I ended up having a long conversation with her, like there's this whole line right behind me. But, you know, the woman's husband passed away 2 days beforehand.
And she came back to work already.
She needed money.
Wow.
She was, I can't imagine that, you know.
Right.
Like, you know what it means. She said she was. She has no kids. This is her best friend in life. You know, and she's in tremendous pain. And like, you know, they're married 15 years. You know, she misses him tremendously. Like, this woman is screaming for somebody to notice, and nobody's hearing it.
Right.
You know, that's our response.